You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded flat as the index was up 34.50 points or 0.15% at 23,627.50, indicating a positive start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Friday. Previously on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 51 points or 0.22% to settle at 23,567, while the BSE Sensex rose 141 points or 0.18% to close at 77,479. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Accenture, Religare Enterprises, JM Financial, Piramal Enterprises, and Tata Communications. Up next, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued additional surveillance measures aimed at curbing the misuse of pre-open call auction sessions for initial public offerings. The new session, lasting 60 minutes from 9 a.m., will be structured with specific intervals for order entry, order modification, order cancellation, order matching, and trade confirmation. The pre-auction session will be for a duration of 60 minutes from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., out of which 45 minutes shall be allowed for order entry, order modification, and order cancellation, 10 minutes for order matching and trade confirmation, and the remaining 5 minutes shall be the buffer period to facilitate the transition from pre-open session to the normal trading session. Moving on, the rupee fell 19 paise or 0.23% to close at a record low of 83.6475 on Thursday, impacted by the rise in dollar against most Asian currencies and strong demand for the American currency from local importers. The domestic unit touched 83.67 during the intraday trade, breaching the previous low of 83.5750 in April. It had closed at 83.4538 in the previous session. Despite a sharp fall witnessed on Thursday, the rupee is still the best performing currency in Asia this year, after the Hong Kong dollar. Year to date, the Hong Kong dollar has weakened 0.09% and the rupee has depreciated 0.52%. Japanese yen has emerged as worst performing currency by falling 11%, following by Thai baht 7.2%, South Korean won 7%, and Indonesian rupiah 6%. In another development, the return of assets of banks is expected to fall 10 to 20 basis points to 1.1 to 1.2% in 2024-25, April to March, from a 20-year high of 1.3% in 2023-24, owing to a higher cost of deposits, CRISIL Ratings said in a report. However, the return on assets will remain higher than the 20-year sectoral average of 0.75% and the 10-year sectoral average of 0.5%. Also, the report said that an improvement in credit costs, which has supported the rising profitability of the banking sector in recent years, is likely to bottom out this financial year. Therefore, it will only partially offset the higher deposit costs. The net interest margin of banks is expected to fall 10 to 20 BPS this financial year to 3 to 3.1%. Meanwhile, the dampened funding environment, which began 2 years ago, continues. Domestic tech startups saw a 13% decline in funding in the first half of the current calendar year, January to June, to $4.1 billion, according to Traxen data. The firms had raised $4.8 billion in the same period in 2023. The number of funding rounds also saw a decline of 54% to 540 during the period, from 989 in the first half of the last year. The decline in funding was across stages. While seed stage funding dropped 17.3% year-on-year in the first half of this year, funding in early stage startups were down 28%, and that in late stage companies was slightly lower by 1.3%. In other news, the Rs. 5 trillion fast-moving consumer goods market will see muted growth during the April to June quarter, despite a rural resurgence. Research firm Kantar said in its outlook on the sector, the market researcher pointed to flat sequential growth in the March quarter, saying that a base effect that was visible in the year-ago period would wear out by the December 2024 quarter. It also anticipates a revival in FMCG growth by the December quarter, led by rural areas. While the domestic FMCG market saw overall value growth of 5.4% in the March quarter, volume growth stood at 5.2% during the period. Kantar said the December 2023 quarter saw similar growth rates, it said. Lastly, power demand grew 11% in the first quarter of the current fiscal due to extreme temperatures across the country and a favorable base, ICRA said. The country's overall power demand is expected to rise 6% in FY25, with a peak demand estimated to touch 260 gigawatts GW during the ongoing summer season. A favorable base in the first quarter and healthy economic activity are expected to lead to a healthy demand growth in FY25. ICRA said. According to the Council of Energy, Environment and Water, electricity demand is rising by 7-9% every year after the COVID, compared to an average of 5% per annum over the decade before that. The peak demand has grown faster, a 13% rise in FY24 over the previous year. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.